Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, ongoing classes, this is chapter 10. It's called the conclusion of the Lord's Mahaprakash Leela. Well, just to familiarize everybody, I wrote a brief summary of where we are. Chapter 9 and 10 of Chaitanya Bhagavat are describing a very special pastime of Mahaprabhu, which has happened only a few hundred meters from here. This is Mayapur Leela, Navadvip Leela, before taking sannyas, so we can adjust our time frame in our mind. In fact, it's better if we all just travel back in time. If we could all just shrink the time factor 500 years. Because 500 years is like, it's like this. In terms of eternity, 500 years is nothing. So go back 500 years, and all of us are those lucky Antaranga Bhaktas of Mahaprabhu who are inside Srivas Angam, locked inside the gate, the lucky few, the fortunate few. And we're there about to witness the most amazing ecstatic display, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to reveal his divinity and reveal his godhood hour by hour by hour. Shataprahariya. Shataprahariya Leela means 21 hours. It's just, it's Bengali Sanskrit. Shataprahar means seven prahars. Prahar is about 3 hours. 2 3/4 hours is a prahar. For 21 hours, sometimes in English we say 21 hours ecstasy. So in this 21 hours, all the devotees, they didn't sleep, they didn't eat, they didn't drink. I mean, they didn't drink water. But they drank Prem Ras, Sankirtan Ras, Leela Ras, Tattva Ras, in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because this was the first time where he revealed his godhood. I am God. Because before this time, they thought he was a great devotee, an enlightened siddha, the most advanced pandit of Navadvip, Nimai Pandit. But now he's been initiated. He started his Sankirtan movement. And this is the whole scene. Imagine you're there. You're in Srivas Angam. The kirtan's going on. Advaita's there. Gadadhar, Srivas, of course, his brothers. Ladies are all inside. In the inner house, they're looking out in the veranda in the courtyard of Srivas Angam, and they're watching all the Brahmins, all the pundits and Brahmins and associates of Mahaprabhu dancing. And then suddenly, there's a temple room in Srivas's house. There is a, like you see there when you go to Srivas Angam, there's a temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu climbs up on the temple, climbs up on the altar. Now you can imagine if you were here taking darshan of Radha Madhav, Pancharatna climbs up on the altar and he sits down, he sits at the feet of Mahaprabhu. He just sits there in front of the deity. And he says, I am Vishnu. I am Sarvavatari. I am the source of all the Vishnus. Then what would you do? What would you do? Call the Chokidar and throw him out. So, of course, so Mahaprabhu, this is what he did. They had in Srivas Thakur, he had Vishnu. He was worshipping Vishnu, deity, and the Kula Devata. And Lord Chaitanya, he got up on the Singhasan, and he sat there. Everyone was standing in the Kirtan Mandap. You know the configuration. They have the Mandir, then there's the Kirtan Mandap. And everyone's dancing there in the Kirtan. And Mahaprabhu climbs up on the Singhasan, sits there for 21 hours continuously. Then he starts showing different forms. He shows various Vishnu incarnations. To Murari Gupta, he showed his form of Ram. Because Murari Gupta is Hanuman in the Ayodhya Leela, Treta Yuga. And then he Haridas Thakur, he retold the pastime of Haridas Thakur. When he called up Haridas, he said, Haridas, come. Then he recounted the history of Haridas's Leela, being beaten in the 21 places. And then when he was being beaten, Mahaprabhu said, I saw what was happening, and I came with my chakra to kill them. But you were praying to me, don't kill them. So I didn't kill those people that were beating you, but I put my back on top of your back. Haidas. I embraced you from behind. You can embrace someone from the front, or you can embrace someone from behind. So the Lord's loving embrace is all around the devotee. Like they have this terms, wraparound sound. Wraparound sound, quadraphonic, theater sound, sound system. So Mahaprabhu, his love wraps around the devotee. So Mahaprabhu, he wrapped his arms around the back and he embraced Haridas from the back. No one could see. Because the Lord's action is not visible. Only to the devotee. Naham prakashya sarvasya. And then Mahaprabhu said, and Haridas, see my back? And during that Shatapaharya Leela, Mahaprakash Leela, then Mahaprabhu showed his back to Haridas, and there were scratches on Mahaprabhu's back to show where he took the beating of the 21 marketplaces, where the cane, they're beating him with cane. And then Mahaprabhu, he said, and where is Sridhar? Where is Kolavacha Sridhar? And he wasn't there. He was very humble, very shy. He's also Brahmin. He's a pundit doing a humble profession of selling banana leaves and cups and sabji, whatever. So Mahaprabhu especially said, go bring Sridhar. So then they bought Sridhar, and then Mahaprabhu interacted with him. So all these different pastimes are going on during the Shatapahar Leela. And then someone said, Mukunda Das is here. Mukunda's here. And then Lord Chaitanya, he was saying, no, I don't want to give any special, because Lord Chaitanya was calling up his associates and he was giving them mercy one by one, reminding them of different pastimes that had taken place knowingly or unknowingly with Mahaprabhu, showing different Vishnu forms and establishing very firmly in everyone's mind. Mahaprabhu was establishing that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because this particular day, when he entered Shiva Sangam, he wasn't going in Bhakta Bhav, in the mood of a devotee. He was assuming this Bhagavatva, the mood of Bhagavan, that I am Bhagavan, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this would be established in the minds and hearts of all of his antaranga bhaktas, all those 200 devotees gathered together in Shiva Sangam, firmly established. Our Mahaprabhu, yes, he's Nimai Pandit. Our Mahaprabhu is Vishwambar. Our Mahaprabhu is the greatest merciful personality. Our Mahaprabhu is God. This was established. But when it came to Mukunda, then the Lord was a little disturbed, because Mukunda, he would show sympathy to other philosophies and other sampradayas. Vrindavan Das Thakur, this is a review to bring you up to where we are, because this is an ongoing class wherever we happen to be. So we're in the middle of chapter 10 of the conclusion of Mahaprakash Leela, Shatapraharya Leela. I'm just giving some background. Mukunda Das, he had a penchant for adopting whatever philosophy he was with. If he was with Advaitin Sampradaya, if he was with Mayavadis, he would say, yes, your viewpoint is very good. Yatamat Tatapat. It's very good. Brahma Satya Jagan Mitya. Yes, this is very good. Jagan Mitya. Yes, it's all false. Brahman Satya. Brahman is true. So they would say, oh, Mukunda, you're a very good person. You're so friendly. You're so accommodating. You like our philosophy? Yes, yes. Then he would go with some Sri Sampradaya, and he would change his tune of his mentality. He would change it according to his background. Just like they have these chipkalis. You know, chipkali, what do you call it? You know, these lizards. I don't know what you call over here. Chipkali. But they change their color. If it's yellow wall, something, they look a little yellow. If it's darker, So Mukunda Das was changing his color. So when the associates Mahaprabhu, they called Mukunda Das, they said to Mahaprabhu, Mukunda's there. Should we call Mukunda forward? Would you like to meet Mukunda and give him your benediction? Since you're giving benedictions and blessings to all your followers, should we not also call Mukunda? Who is Mukunda? Mukunda Das is an eternal associate of the Lord. Nitya Parishad. What seva does Mukunda render? Mukunda renders, he's kirtanir. He's a kirtanir. He has such a melodious voice. His voice is like a mixture of honey. Like a mixture of honey and the pollen from lotuses. You mix the honey and the pollen, makarande and madhu or shahad from the padma. Padma makarande. You mix it together, padma makarande swara. His voice is very sweet and flows beautifully like a river. Very sweet sounding voice, very melodious, pleasing to the ear, satisfying to the heart. And Mahabharata would love to dance when Mukunda sang. Mukunda would lead the kirtans in one of the kirtan parties in Jagannath Puri. He's not an ordinary devotee. But he was exhibiting this particular behavior. Because when the Lord comes, when Krishna comes, or Mahaprabhu comes, or his associates, when they come together, they come to this world to relish ras, they want to relish ras, but they also want to teach, like shikshamrita, shikshastakam. So Mukunda Das is also teaching something. He's teaching a principle by his apparent deviation or by his apparent eclecticism. Eclectic means listening to a little philosophy here, a little philosophy here, mixing a little here, a little there, and not being true to the path of devotion. In fact, sometimes Mukunda would even decry the process of devotional service. And when the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they said, why don't we bring Mukunda for your blessings? Lord Chaitanya said, no, he's cracking me. He's cracking me because he's criticizing, sometimes he's criticizing bhakti. And bhakti isn't complete or perfect path. And this is like cracking me. I'll not call him. You tell, Mahaprabhu said, you tell Mukunda that I will give him darshan. Not now. I will allow Mukunda to have my darshan after 1 million births. Ekoti janam. So that was given to Mukunda. Oh Mukunda, our Lord, our Mahaprabhu, our Vishwambar, he is not very pleased with you because you're not supporting bhakti. Sometimes you're diminishing or belittling, diminishing what is bhakti, putting it some down. So Mahabharu is not happy. Mahabharu said, he will not give you darshan for 1 million births. And Mukunda heard this, oh, ulas, ulas, ulas. He was so happy. Oh, and what did Mukunda say? He said, I will attain the darshan of Mahaprabhu after only a million births. It's nothing. It's a blink of an eye. How many lakhs and lakhs of janams have we taken to get this manush yoni, this human's form, human species? How many lakhs of births? And only 1 million more. So Mukunda was very equipoised. He was very ecstatic. He was dancing. I will attain, I will attain. Because we can ask ourselves, is there any guarantee? Is there any guarantee? Is there any promise or surety or insurance that you or I will attain the darshan, sakshat darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Is there any guarantee that it will happen tomorrow or next life or next life? We don't know. We're floating in an ocean of ashabandha. Ashabandha sindhu. We're floating in an ocean of hope against hope. I hope to get the darshan. Maybe tonight, an evening artik. I will see Mahaprabhu as he is, as it is, as he is. Rasaraj Mahabhav. Or will it be next month? Or maybe after I get second initiation. When I get second initiation, then I will see. Or maybe next life. Or next life. When Mahaprabhu heard the response of Mukunda Das, he was very happy. He said, see the patience of my devotee. See the determination of my devotee. See the love of my devotee. Because this is the very definition of prema. Rupa Goswami, when he's defining prema, what is prema? He said, prema is that quality of the heart. Prema is that quality of the heart, which, of course, we won't find expressed in any material relationship. Impossible to have this quality. But prema is a quality of the heart where no matter what the lover does to me, whether the lover accepts me or rejects me or worships me or condemns me or maintains me or destroys me, glorifies me or defames me, no matter what the lover does in any circumstance, at any time, in any place, my love will never diminish one degree or one percentage, one drop. This is the meaning of prema. And this is some of the tattva behind this shloka, ashlishyava parvatam panashtamam, adarshna mamantam karotiva. Yatatata vavadadantu lapato. Mat prananatasu sevanapara. My prananath. I can't separate the Lord from my prana. My prana and the Lord are the same. They're one. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Gauranga prema in the heart of Mukunda. He said, look at the teaching of Mukunda. Mukunda is teaching Gauranga prema. Even if I throw him away, even if I cast him aside for a million births, he's happy. Oh, a million births and I'll dance with my lover again. I'll sing for my lover again. I'll have darshan with my lover again. Fine. I'm ready to wait. If that's the price of love, if that's the course of love, I accept it patiently, affectionately, non-enviously, enthusiastically. I'll attain. He was enthusiastic. If you or I get the smallest setback, if things don't go the way we want, then immediately, we start crying. Crying physically, crying emotionally, balking, resisting, sulking, complaining, dragging, getting less, losing our enthusiasm. So Mukunda has been called forth. The Lord has called him. And this is where we're continuing in this story. So this is just to bring you up to date. Because we haven't given class for about 2 months because of Kartik classes. This is chapter 10 from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vrindavan Das Thakur ki. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki. So of course in Krishna Leela, Mukunda Das is Brinda Devi. The dual identity. Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela. So Brinda Devi has a key role in Radharani's seva in Krishna Leela. So this is the ongoing prayers where Mukunda Das is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he's also revealing the true position of his heart so that Mahaprabhu understands clearly how he actually feels about bhakti and how he feels about all these subjects. This is chapter 10, verse 231. Hena bhakti mora chara muke na manila he bhada kripa tora tarapi rahila. Mukunda Das said, O Vishwambar, I disrespected the glories of bhakti with my mouth. It is only by your mercy that I am still alive. Ye bhakti prabhave shri ananta mahabali ananta brahmanda dhari haye kutuhali. Ye bhakti prabhav shri ananta mahabali ananta brahmanda dhari haye kutuhali. Mukunda Das said to Mahaprabhu, to all the Antaranga Bhaktas, and to all of us, because we're also there. It's 500, what is it? 1 kilometer to Shiva Sangam. So it's 1 kilometer, not very far in distance. It's 500 years, it's not very far in time. Now what, space and time, it's all relative. Everyone's heard of Einstein. Right? Space and time. So the faster the speed, longer the time. It's like this, we can shrink time, you can shrink space. It's all about physics. So shrink the time. It's not 500 years, it's right now time. It's not 1 kilometer, we're there, we're in Shiva Sangam. This is the way to become absorbed in Shastra. Try to be there. Be in the place. Enter the time frame. Enter the mood. Enter the mood. Enter the place. Enter the Leela. By praying to the Shastra, praying to the author, praying to the characters or the Parishas in the Leela. Please accept me. Please give me Pravesh. It's called Leela Pravesh. Or Nirmantran. Nirmantran means please give me invitation. But that all depends on submission. We have to submit ourselves heartily to the Shastra. We have to submit our mind to the Shastra. We have to submit our sankalp, our desire. I want to enter. So that's called submission. No submission, no permission. No permission, no admission. So we submit ourselves to the Shastra, then we're given permission to enter. And then we're admission, we can enter inside. So now we're listening. Everyone's listening. There's 200 devotees or what? They're looking. Lord Mahaprabhu is sitting there like this. He's sitting. Vishnu's behind him. The Murti is behind him. He's sitting on Singhasan in Shiva Sangam. And the 200 devotees are sitting like this. They're all sitting down. They're not just standing there at attention. They're all sitting down. And Mukunda is there, standing in front of the Lord. It's almost like a confession, like the Christians or what they call the Catholics. They have this concept of confession. You go in, you kneel down in front of the priest in a little box and you say, listen, I've really been bad, you know. I've been really bad. I did all these bad things. Please pull my ear and give me some prayaschitta, atonement. 10 Hail Marys, 5 Our Fathers, and a bunch of prayers, prarthana. So Mukunda is coming before the Lord, his Priya Thakur, his Priyatam, Mahaprabhu. And he's admitting, yes, I was wrong. This terrible mouth of mine. I spoke against bhakti. You should have killed me right then. So Mukunda, he's confessing. He's repentive. He's standing before the Lord. Mahaprabhu. He's saying, yes, I should be thrown away for millions of years. But oh Karuna Mai, oh Karuna. Kruna Bhagavan, oh Mahaprabhu, you've accepted me. You've called me forward. You took 1 million years, you made it 1 minute. You shrunk it, you threw away 1 million years. And I've attained you instantly out of your kripa, your anugraha. You called me forward. You said, okay, forget about 1 million years. Come here. Take the mercy. And I'm trembling. I'm standing before you. I'm trembling at the thought of your overwhelming mercy and kindness. Yes, it's a fact. With this mouth, I mixed up with some Advaitins, and they said, this bhakti, what is this bhakti? Bhakti's for sentimentalists. You need the path of Gyan. Bhakti is only a stepping stone to Gyan. Gyan Marg. Gyan Marg is the real Marg. Bhakti is for fools. Murks. So I met these Mayavadis, and I said, yes, bhakti is for fools. Yeah, with this mouth. But you didn't kill me right then. So now we have to change the tune of the setting of this particular verse. Because there's 3 considerations of Shastra. Adiyatmik Vichar, Adibodhik Vichar, and Adidhaivik Vichar. You maybe heard these terms in relation to nectar of instruction. Adiyatmika Klesha. Adiyatmika Vichar. Vichar means consideration, examination, understanding. So every story, every verse has 3 different levels. One level is the Daivik level, transcendental. What is happening on the level of the Lord and His devotees? especially Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam, it's a story about the Lord and his devotees, Bhagavan and Bhagavatas. So there's sambandha, prem sambandha, there's some sambandha, bhakta bhagavan sambandha. The relationship between the Lord and his devotees is being portrayed. The emotional exchanges, the siddhanta, the lessons, the moral. So this is between them. And that's Adidaivika. And then there's Adibodhika. Adibodhika, bodha, it means the elements of the story, the storyline. Well, there's Devahuti, there's Kardamuni, and it's in Satyuga, and he's doing tapa. Then there's the different elements of the actual story, the bodhika. Then Adiatmika. Atma is me. Atma means my body, Atma means my mind, Atma means my soul, me. Adiatmik vichara, the consideration, what's in it for me? In modern terms, they say relevancy. Of course, it's not a very modern word. It's a pretty hackneyed word. Relevancy. What is the relevancy to me? What is the benefit for me right now, today, 2008, in Mayapur, West Bengal? Well, it's not West Bengal, but Navadvip Dham, Sridham, Mayapur. How does it relate to me? How does this verse, how does this story, how does this teaching, this siddhanta, this emotion, this rasa, relate to me on my level and my adhikar? We take this one verse. He's saying, I disrespected, Mukunda's saying, I disrespected bhakti with my mouth. It is your mercy I am still alive. Okay, if we're dull, if we don't understand these three levels of analysis, if we don't understand these three levels of analysis of verses and chapters of Shastra and we don't apply them, then it just goes by us, okay, he said this to that. Well, wait a minute. Mukunda, with his mouth, he said something wrong. He spoke badly about bhakti. But he's grateful that he's still alive. Bhakti Devi is Radharani's amsha. Bhakti Devi is Radharani. If you insult my wife and you say this, that, the other thing, and I'm a little hot-headed, you may find yourself dead. Right? If I'm a big guy and I have some beautiful wife and you come and say, your wife is a prostitute. Ah! And then I might kill you on the spot. It happens. People get angry. So Mukunda has offended bhakti. Bhakti is a personality. Bhakti is Ladini. Ladini Shakti, Radharani. And then she's fully manifesting the Ladini in the Samvit aspect of herself. Ladini and Samvit is bhakti. Is amsh, expansion of Radharani. So he's offended Radharani, offended bhakti. But he's still alive. Mahaprabhu's mercy. So now we can take this verse. With my muke, it says muke, nabalila. With my mouth, have I ever spoken offenses? Have I ever spoken offenses with my mouth? Have I ever spoken wrong things with my mouth? Possibly, we could say yes. Yes, maybe I have said wrong. Maybe I said wrong things about bhakti. Maybe I said wrong things about bhaktas, about devotees. Wrong things about gurus or sannyasis or grihasthas or whomever. Maybe I made, with this mouth, I made saruninda. Is it possible? Anyone has that possibility? They've maybe done like that. Is it possible? No, not here. I don't think so. It's special, Mayapur. But we're still alive, to some extent. Something, at least externally appearing alive. This is a mercy. So we can take this verse and say, oh, Mahaprabhu, you're giving me another chance. Although my mouth has said many wrong things besides Harikata, besides Tattva Siddhanta Lila and Mahima, but still I'm alive. That is your mercy. So this is one point about Mukunda's statement to help us understand Shastra. So then he says, the most powerful Sri Ananta effortlessly holds innumerable universes by the influence of this devotional service. So he's talking about bhakti prabhav. Prabhav, the influence, the power of bhakti. Bhakti is so great that you have, oh Mahaprabhu, you have one devotee. There's one devotee, very bharabhakta. His name is Ananta Shesh. And he is your devotee. And he is, being your devotee means he is full of bhakti shakti. Right? Purity is a force. Purity of what? Purity of devotion. Purity of love. So Ananta Shesh is an expansion of Balaram. So how much bhakti he has? How much Krishna bhakti Balaram has? He's made of Krishna bhakti. So Ananta Shesh, Ananta has so much power of bhakti that he's able to hold up the whole universe, support the whole universe of millions of devotees and millions of planets. So he's now, what Mukunda is doing, which is also told by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Harinand Chintamani, he's using the same mouth, the mouth that he used to decry and belittle and put down bhakti, he's using the same mouth to glorify bhakti. You understand the progression? First he's saying, I use my mouth to decry bhakti, and you kept me alive. Now that I'm alive, I'm going to use my mouth correctly. From this day forward, I'm not going to use my mouth to speak against bhakti. From this day forward, I'm not going to use my mouth to speak against the devotees. From this day forward, I'm not going to use my mouth to speak against the holy name or against the Dham. I promise, my Lord. Oh my, I go before my Panchatattva, my Mora Panchatattva, Mora Mahaprabhu. I go before my Mahaprabhu and I say, Mahaprabhu, it's a fact. It is quite correct. I am opening my heart before you on this very day. You know better than me. But now I'm going to admit it. I have used my mouth to speak many, many bad things. Many, many wrong things. Now, if please help me, I promise from this day forward, I will never use my mouth to speak badly again. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Harinam Chintamani, if we have used our mouth to vilify, ridicule or blaspheme devotees, which is Saruninda, then we should use the same mouth to glorify the devotees. If we have used our mouth to vilify or blaspheme Shastra, Shastra Ninda, then we should use our mouth to glorify the Shastras. Because sometimes we say, oh, this Bhagavatam, this fifth canto Bhagavatam, the universe, and all these bodyguards in the Krishna book, Ugrasen had 30 trillion bodyguards. This is all exaggeration. I mean, some of the Bhagavatam I accept, but the rest of the Bhagavatam, I don't believe it. This fairy tale, it's make-believe, it's mythology. This is just some story. There's nothing really valuable here. If by chance we've made Shastra Ninda, then Bhaktivinoda said we should use the same mouth to glorify the Shastra. And that way we can become free from that offense of Saruninda gradually by the mercy of the Shastra and the Lord. Sahasra pranara eka pane bindu jena yashe matta prabhu nahi jani achehina. Ananta Shesh is so intoxicated by chanting your glories that he does not even notice the universes that are resting like a drop on one of his thousands of hoods. So Mukunda, he's making a statement. He's glorifying Bhakti Prabhav. He's glorifying the Bhakta, Ananta Shesh, devotee of the Lord, and he's glorifying Bhakti Prabhav, the power of devotion. Like there's the powerhouse, but we see that's the electric powerhouse. Then we say, well, how many voltage does it give out, or how many kilowatts or 1,000 watts or whatever? Oh, it gives this much. Oh, very big powerhouse. So we have the bhakta, then we have his output. What is the output of the bhakta? His prabhav, Bhakti Prabhav, his influence, is it big output or little output? 5 watts? 5 watts electricity? Or 10,000 watts? So, he's saying that Ananta, he's doing very big service. But the interesting thing is, that although he's doing this service, and this, at the same time, he's engaged in Nam Sankirtan. He says, Mata Prabhu, he says, he's intoxicated by chanting your glories. He doesn't even notice it. So this is a very interesting secret Mukunda Das is giving here. For all of us. Now we take it, there's the Daivik level, now we take it the Atmika level. He's saying, there's one devotee, Ananta. He's doing very, very big service. He's holding up the whole universe on his head. But is he sweating? Is he tired? Does he want a break? Is he asking the temple president if he can go home to his village to see his grandmother for 2 weeks? Right? Like the boys do sometimes. Oh, please, temple president, I miss my mother. Can I go home to Burdwan for 2 weeks? Or wherever, I don't know, wherever you go. Mama Gachi. He's not asking for any vacation. And he's not feeling, oh, this is a very big service. My guru gave me such a big service. All this heavy universe is on my head. It's very difficult service. I need a vacation. I need to go to New York and become a pujari. Make some money. And build a big house in Mayapur. This service is too heavy. Managing the guest house. Running the gurukul. Sankirtan leader. Bus leader. This, that. He's not complaining. He's not complaining. Oh, I have... Hey, Indra, I really have a heavy service. Hey, Brahma, can you help me out? This universe is getting very heavy. He's not complaining to Brahma or Shiva that he has a big, big service. How is he dealing with his service? He said, okay, I have my big service. That's going on. I'm holding this whole universe. But what is my inner absorption? He says he was... Yashe Mata Prabhu Nahi Jani Achihina. He was mad. And the glories, he was mad that what is it says? And the Yasha. Yashe Mata Prabhu. He was simply intoxicated by glorifying the Lord. The Yasha, Yashamati Nandan, Yashoda Nandan. So okay, I'm doing a big service. Okay, that's going on. But what my body is doing this big service. Ananta Shesha is holding the universe on his body. But what is his heart doing? What is his mind doing? He's absorbed in the name and fame of his Lord Krishna. So he's so intoxicated by that absorption in the glories of the Lord that he doesn't even know that he's doing this big service. So this is exactly the key to devotional service. If one is tasting bhakti ras, this is almost like a sequel to this morning's Bhagavatam. If one is tasting the bhakti ras, there is no burden too heavy. There's no weight too heavy to carry on one's devotional head. They have an expression, a burden of love. Just like a mother, she becomes pregnant and she has this big weight in her belly, a baby in her belly. And so much just hard to sit and walk and disturbance. But she thinks this is a burden. It's a burden of love. I'm a mother. This is my motherhood, producing this child out of my love, raise this child. So a devotee, he doesn't think any service is a burden. It's difficult. I can't do it. He's okay. I have this. This is my seva. My Prabhupada gave me this seva. My guru gave me this seva. Fine. Let me do it expertly. And absorb myself, not in, I do my service nicely, but I absorb my heart and mind in glorifying the Lord. This is the whole essence of devotion. The service is going on. Remember when we first joined, we're a bhakta and we had the service of taking out, emptying trash cans. That's very transcendental, bhakti yoga. And bhakti yoga seva, they had in the LA temple, they had this big garbage, what do you call it, disposal bin, all garbage, paper, everything goes BVT. And all the little cans go in the big can, all old papers from BBT and all garbage and junk. So I was just doing it, enthusiastically just picking up and doing what I was told to do by the temple commander. And some devotee came along and he said, "Okay, this is nice. You're obediently doing what you're asked to do, but you're not chanting. You're not glorifying the Lord. You're just lifting this can and then back here. Then. Like mechanical, like machine, devotional machine, doing my quote-unquote seva." But he said the real thing is, if you want to be really tightly connected to the Lord, is that your heart should be singing the glories of the Lord. If you want to be tightly connected with the Lord in an intimate relationship, your heart should be singing the glories of the Lord. So while you're lifting your trash can and dumping it, then chant the Maha Mantra. Different ragas or different tunes. And this way, your seva becomes a devotional offering. Your seva, your service becomes imbued and saturated with devotion or bhakti. And this is what our lives are all about. Action with emotion. Emotional action. Action-packed, like they say, action-packed movie. A movie full of action, shooting and fighting. So it's emotion-packed. Emotion-packed service. Our service to the Lord should be packed, concentrated with emotion, feelings, bhav. Vaidhi sadhana, for vaidhi sadhana to grow and develop, for us, for our vaidhi to develop rag. Rag means attachment. Means feelings, color. Our heart is colored, rag, with some feelings for the Lord. Even our vaidhi sadhana, our regulated daily sadhana, must be coated with or filled with feelings of bhav. Because we want to come to bhav, then to prema. So bhav is like an abhas, bhav abhas. Feeling filled. Feelingful seva. So now it goes on. Nirashraye palana karina sabakar bhakti yoga prabhavehe sabha adhikar. Mukunda goes on to glorify Ananta. Ananta independently maintains everyone. This is possible by the influence of his devotional service. Bhakti yoga prabhav. So he's sabha adhikar. He's giving eligibility for everyone. Palana, he's maintaining. His bhakti is so powerful. He's maintaining everyone in the whole universe. Hena bhakti na manilan muni papamati ashesha janmayo mora nahi bhalagati. Mukunda goes on. I am so sinful that I did not accept devotional service. Therefore, I will not attain the goal of life even after unlimited births. Bhakti joge ghoripati haila shankar bhakti yoge narada haila munivar. So on his side, Mukunda's lamenting that I am so fallen, my Lord, that I can never be forgiven. You have all these great devotees surrounding you, Ananta, your very own expansion of Balaram, who's serving you so beautifully and so expertly. But me, on the other hand, I am hopeless case. And then that's on the level of Bhagavan. But then if you come to the level of Shiva Tattva or Jiva Tattva, because first he talked about a form of Bhagavan who's serving Bhagavan. Ananta Shesha is Bhagavan serving Bhagavan, Vishnu Tattva serving Vishnu. And then he comes down to Shiva Tattva. He says, Shankar is a great devotee. Then he comes to Jiva Tattva. Narada is a great devotee. And I'm Jiva, but I'm nothing. On the strength of bhakti, Shankar Shiva became the husband of glory. And on the strength of bhakti, Narada became the greatest among sages. Veda Dharma Joginan Shastra Kari Vyas Tilar Dheke Chitenahi Vasena Prakash. Mahagopya Gane Bhakti Balila Shankshepe Sabaye Aparada Chitera Vikshepe Naradera Vakye Bhakti Karila Vistare Tabe Mano Dukha Gela Tarila Samsare. Mukunda Das said, Mahaprabhu, after compiling many scriptures dealing with Vedic religious principles and yoga, Vyasadeva did not feel any satisfaction at heart. The cause of his dissatisfaction was due to the fault of describing devotional service too briefly in the course of his elaborate presentation of the most confidential knowledge. On the instructions of Narada, he elaborately described devotional service. Then his distress was vanquished and he delivered the entire world. Kitahai na manilun munihena bhakti ara toma dekibade ache mora shakti. I am an insignificant creature, for I have not accepted such bhakti. So what power do I have to see you? So now, although Mukunda, Mahaprabhu is called Mukunda forward. First he ignored Mukunda and he neglected him. Then he called him forward. And now Mukunda is saying, my Lord, I'm standing before you. And it appears that I'm seeing you and it appears that you're seeing me. But you know who I am. You know that I've offended this Bhakti Devi. I've offended Bhakti by my mouth, my speech. And you're surrounded by all these great devotees and the power of their bhakti, they can see you. With the purity of their prema, they can perceive you. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena. But I am an aparadi. Because you cannot be seen except by devotion. What hope is there for me to see you? This is the point. Like when we have darshan of Thakurji, of Madhav, Radha Madhav, or Mahaprabhu, we see on the strength of our bhakti. The greater the bhakti, the greater we see the Lord. The greater He is seen. He's revealed by bhakti. So this point is being made, my Mukunda. I can't see you. I can't see you. I have eyes, but I can't see. Because the Lord is seen with the eyes of the heart, purified by devotion and surrendered. Not with the eyes in the head, but the eyes of the heart. So Mukunda is pointing that out. So now, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he picks up the thread of the story. Bahutuli kandaye Mukunda Mahadas Sharira Chalayehena Bahi Mahashwas. That great servant of Mahaprabhu, Mukunda, raised his arms and cried. He breathed so heavily that his body began to shake. Sahaje ekanta bhakta ki kahiba sima chaitanya priyera moje jahara ganana. Mukunda by nature was it ekanta bhakta. Ekanta. There's only one end in his life. One aim, and the aim and objective in his life is one, ekanta. The end of his life, the aim and objective is only one, the pure service of Lord. He was an unalloyed devotee. How can I describe his glories? There is sima, there is no limit. He is counted among the dear devotees of the Lord, Chaitanya Priya. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes Mukunda Das as Chaitanya Priya. Priya is a very intimate and confidential word to use to describe a personality, Priya. Priyosime. Arjuna is Priyosime, Sakra Priyosime. He's a very dear friend of Krishna. And Radharani is Priyaji. Priyaji and Priyatam. Priyatam Krishna, Priyatam Madhav, and Priyaji Radha. So Mukunda is Priya. Chaitanya Priya. Sometimes our devotees, they have that name, Chaitanya Priya Das, or whatever, or Dasi. So that's his position. Mukundera Kera Deki Prabhu Vishwambhar Lajita Haiya Kichu Karila Utar. Seeing how Mukunda was lamenting, Vishwambhar became somewhat shy, Lajita, and spoke to him as follows. Mukundera, Bhakti Mora, Mbada Priyankari, Jata Ghautumi, Tata Ami Avatari. O Mukunda, your bhakti is actually very pleasing to me. I personally manifest whenever you sing. So now, in this dynamics, in all this, because Chaitanya Bhagavat and the Srimad Bhagavatam, these are all rasa shastras. So they're full of ras. So many exchanges, loving exchanges between the Lord and His devotees. And there's nirved, there's this lamentation, there's humility, there's shyness, lajita. All those different anubhavs are being exchanged between the devotee is showing his humility, he's showing remorse. These are different sanchari bhavs and anubhavs, which are described in Nectar of the Devotion. You can see them at play here in the context of the story. So the devotee is so humble and so repentive and feeling so much anguish in his heart and worthlessness. And then the Lord is listening very patiently and watching the flow of his emotions and accepting the bhavs that he's expressing. And then the Lord reciprocates in loving exchanges with his devotee. He said, actually, Mukunda, you have said all these things for the benefit of others, for the benefit of those in the future that will read the Chaitanya Bhagavat. But actually, you're Chaitanya Priya. You're so dear to me. And your bhakti, he's saying your bhakti is very pleasing. He says, Bhada Priyankari. Priyankari. That what Priyankari means, what you do is Priya. What you do is very pleasing. Bhada Priyankari. It's very, very pleasing. You have never displeased me. Although you're chastising yourself, you're beating yourself for speaking wrongly. I didn't take any displeasure. You're Bhada Priyankari. In fact, not only are you like this, but Tumighao Ami Avatari. Tumighao Gan Gao. Whenever you sing, I descend there, I come there. Just like you control me, you start singing the glories of Krishna, then I immediately come there. You control me, your love is so great, you're so much Chaitanya Priya, that you're controlling me like a puppet, a marionette. You know, they have these little dolls with strings. The guy pulls the strings. You can't see, there's little strings on the little doll. Goes, they do it like puppets and putkali. Kutputli? What is it called? Kutputli. So, Mahaprabhu is saying, I'm like that. Tumighao. Avatari. As soon as you sing, then I'm there. How? So, what kind of bond of love do we have, Mukunda? We're inseparable. You simply speak, you simply sing, and I run there, I appear there. And you're thinking you're so bad and you're so unfortunate. So now the purport is given here. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So now we can draw some adhyatmik vichar, something relate to us. Whenever Mukunda Das sings the holy name, of course it's Prem Nam Sankirtan, Granga Prem Nam Sankirtan, the Lord comes there, He descends there. So then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, He's telling, wherever the holy names of the Lord are chanted with devotion, the Lord personally incarnates there in the form of His holy names. The Bhajanandi Mukunda is extremely dear to Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Lord Gaura Sundar always incarnates wherever Mukunda sings. This is the point Bhaktivinoda Thakura makes in Harinam Chintamani. He says that whenever a Sankirtan party goes out, there should be at least one pure devotee there on that Sankirtan party.
There may be so many bhaktas, but there should be one devotee who is actually chanting pure nam, or at least namabhas, but he actually says pure nam, shuddha nam. And if that one devotee in that party, one Vaishnavi or one Vaishnava, in that Sankirtan party that's going, I saw there was some party today went out along the road here. Some devotees went on Sankirtan. I was taking a bath in Ganga, and I heard the kirtan. It's very nice. So whenever Sankirtan goes out, if there's one pure devotee, then that pure name of that one devotee will attract the Lord. As Mukunda's, what Mahabharata was telling Mukunda, that he will sat, what does it say? Says he will, Ami Avatari, I will come there, I will descend there. So that's what happens. We often see, if we're in a kirtan party, if we're in Sankirtan, with a very advanced devotee, we find, and he's chanting, or he, whatever, say he, this sannyasi guru, whomever, they're chanting in Sankirtan, we become very ecstatic. The devotees become very happy. We don't know how or why, but we want to dance in that kirtan. Automatically. Why is that? Because the Lord's effulgence is mixing in our hearts. The praying jyoti of Mahaprabhu is mixing in the hearts of the devotees in the Sankirtan. Because that one pure devotee has attracted the Lord to descend into that Sangha. And the Lord is dancing there. Because he's relishing the sound of that pure name from that one pure devotee. He's dancing amongst the devotees. So his prem jyoti, the effulgent prem of Mahaprabhu is coming and it's bathing and touching everyone's heart. Just like ten people go on the roof and we stand there and the sun is over our heads, we will feel our faces become warm in the summertime. If you set the sun, the heat of the sun will make everyone's face feel warm. So in the same way, when Mahaprabhu descends into the Sankirtan party, you can feel it. You feel the warmth of his association in your heart, and automatically you want to raise your arms and chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is what happened whenever Mukunda would chant. The Lord would personally descend there. Tumi jata kahile sakala satyahai bhakti bina ami dekile o kichunai. Whatever you have said is indeed true, for one cannot achieve perfection without devotional service, even if he sees me face to face. So we can continue that tomorrow. Lord Chaitanya is actually, he starts replying, or he's speaking to Mukunda, and he's saying it's a fact. That if you don't have bhakti, even if you see Krishna face to face, you won't attain perfection. And then he goes on, we'll find out examples of that tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai.